So today we're talking with Mark Enders, who is the Watershed Coordinator for the City of New Braunfels. Mark, thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
Yeah, thanks for coming to talk.
So tell me a little bit about this program that you've got going on right now where you're removing some of the non-native fish or species from the Comal River and Land O'Lakes.
Sure. We call it the Non-Native Animal Species Removal Program, and it's one of the conservation measures that's been identified in the Habitat Conservation Plan, and it's one that the City of New Braunfels, as well as the City of San Marcos, have been tasked with.
Okay. And how long have you guys been operating this program?
We started the program in 2013, so now we're about 2.5 years in to the program.
And what is the general purpose of the program?
Well, we're looking to remove non-native invasive animal species, which includes fish species, a snail species, and a mammal species that are all known to cause negative impacts to the endangered species that are in Land O'Lakes.
And so so it's just those four that you're working on?
Yeah, we were in the HCP, the nutria, the tilapia, the armored catfish, and the giant ram's sorn snail have been identified.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, how do you actually get into the lake and the river and remove those species?
Sure. Well, the City of New Braunfels had contracted SWCA Environmental Consultants in 2013, and they use a number of methods to control the species. For the fish species, they use gill netting, fike nets, as well as underwater divers with spear guns. For the nutria, we use have a heart box trap, and the giant ram's horn snails are taken care of just by hand-picking methods.
So what kind of progress have you seen over the last 3 years?
Well, the numbers that have been reported on removal are really impressive. Over the years, we've seen, with the same amount of effort that's been put into the removal program, less numbers, which means that hopefully less fish are available to be captured.
Any indicators about the progress? I think somebody I heard somebody talking a little bit about the size of the fish are smaller now and things like that.
Sure. SWCA has reported that the fish species that they're actually removing over the years have been smaller in size, which kind of leads to the notion that the larger breeding population of the species have been removed and only the juvenile species are left, which have less breeding capability. You know, approximately 100 armored catfish have been removed, on the order of 4,000 to 5,000 tilapia, 60 or so nutria, and several thousand of the armored or the giant ram's horn snail have been removed. And so that aggregate weight is approximately 4 to 5 tons of biomass that's been removed from the Comal system.
So it looks like things are moving along pretty well. The program slated to continue?
Yeah, yes, it is. And really, the control effort is a long-term effort. The numbers that we've seen to date are really impressive, and we're really happy with those numbers. But to really get a control of the populations in the lake, it's going to expand over the long term, over the term of the HCP and the ITP permit.
And that's runs for about 15 years?
Correct.
Okay. So, Mark, we really appreciate you coming in today. Thanks for taking time.
You bet. Thanks for coming up.